Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy, a little breezy, with a high around 57. Kenosha right now is at 36 degrees. It's 38 in Burlington, Milwaukee 37, 36 in Racine. It appears at the moment that bus service on the newly rebranded Ride Racine system is going to be ending in Sturtevant, given the political climate there, while continuing as is in Mount Pleasant and Caledonia and across the city of Racine, part of the budget review process at City Hall last night for 2018 and beyond. During Committee of the Whole discussion, City Administrator Jim Palahniuk explained that the bus system's 10-year plan includes little, if any, expansion right now, though that could change given current events.
We're all aware of, Foxconn coming, for instance. Mm-hmm. But imagining at this point in time exactly what form that may take in terms of what routes might be added, how does it get funded, what are the kinds of facilities you need, what are the kinds of additional buses, it's very hard. So rather than speculating on something that would be sort of way out there right now, we'd rather have some of these discussions later into this year, into next year.
Meanwhile, former bus driver and alderman Brady Hahn again stating a past mayoral decision to amend the service interval for the buses that's really been a detriment to the system.
During peak hours, we had 15-minute service. During regular service, we had half-hour service. And that was all taken away. And along with that went the money. And right now, we're getting less and less funds from the feds and the state on that operations. We have students graduating from college that don't want to buy cars. But we don't make it convenient enough for them to take the bus because if you miss it, you're an hour.
Alderman John Tate II would like the council more involved in decision-making on bus operations for things like the type of new buses that will be sought with grant money over the next few years.
I don't want to buy more diesel buses. And I want to see what my other council members have to say about that, too, because that's not the only factor in the process of the cost of the bus. It's also the environment and what we're trying to do. So I would encourage all of our city staff, particularly department heads, to be more proactive in addressing the council in terms of what our vision is for the city as it relates to our budget, not just strictly what's the most cost-efficient thing, because that might not be what's most important as far as our priorities.
There's more budget review tonight at 6 o'clock. All these meetings, by the way, open to the public and carried live on cable channel 25. Next Monday night, October 30th, 6 p.m., it's the public hearing on the proposed budget for next year, and that'll be followed by more committee review. The Community Development Authority for the Village of Sturtevant scheduled to meet at 5 p.m. today. Among the items on that agenda, discussion and consideration of the marketing of the now village-owned Cobble Court properties, plus two village-owned parcels in a Renaissance business park and two other village-owned parcels in Tax Incremental District Number 4. The Racine County Board meeting at 6:30 tonight at Eyes Grove. That agenda includes the public hearing on the proposed 2018 county budget, raising the compensation of supervisors a few thousand dollars for the first time in many years. Might get a couple of citizen comments. This is also the first budget that does not include the Ridgewood Care Center, which was sold to an Illinois company. The county board to vote on the budget next month. Requested rezoning of an historic industrial building on Racine's near south side at 1701 Packard Avenue moved right along without discussion by the City Plan Commission, given that it is just one part of the process for creating a residential complex, including townhouses and apartments. Andy Wilson, representing J. Jefferson Company in a public hearing, said this is going to come in phases, starting in part with the building right next door at 1701.
That is to be a mixed income multifamily conversion of an existing historic historic property. We're going to be utilizing historic tax credits, WIDA LIHTC housing credits, and we plan on moving that forward as soon as we can get the credits approved, which actually is triggering the timing of our application here tonight, in that we need the appropriate zoning in order to make that application to WIDA at the beginning of December.
He said that while renovation will be done in phases, purchasing the two sites, that'll be just in one effort. Common Council approval of the rezoning November 7th moves that issue to a public hearing ahead of a final adoption. The site, by the way, where the Gold Medal Camp Furniture Company began back around the year 1890. A Gold Medal chair company left Racine back in 06 is now headquartered in Sparta, Tennessee. A short pursuit yesterday in Racine resulting in the arrest of a 16-year-old girl. Sheriff's Department in a news release indicates a deputy spotted a vehicle operating recklessly on South Memorial Drive. Tried to stop it. Driver accelerated. Driver lost control, though, a short time later. Crashed at Hamilton and Durand Avenues. She then ran from the scene but was apprehended a few minutes later with help from a citizen who got bitten in the arm in the process. A passenger in that vehicle, a 16-year-old girl, treated by rescue personnel and then released. A records check indicating the teen in question had a felony warrant for battery by a prisoner. Also determined the car that she'd been driving stolen from an acquaintance. The teen being held in juvenile detention. Charges include fleeing and eluding, substantial battery, reckless endangerment, and possession of marijuana. Local unemployment rates tumbling from August to September. That according to the State Department of Workforce Development. Racine went down 1.3% to 4.9%, a 9/10 decline in Mount Pleasant, 5/10 down in Caledonia, 6/10 in Kenosha, 2/10 in Oak Creek. At the county level, the unemployment rate fell 9/10 in Racine to 3.8% and 6/10 in Kenosha County to 3.7%. Further review shows the September jobless rate in Racine down 1.1% from the same time a year ago. Same figure as Kenosha, 1.3% drop over that year's time in Mount Pleasant, 6/10 in Caledonia, 4/10 in Oak Creek. Racine County's jobless figure last month declining 1% from a year ago, an 8/10 drop in Kenosha County. The proposed Foxconn project is going to require a huge tract of land in Mount Pleasant, and at this week's Village Board meeting, trustees accepted an offer to sell some land in the targeted area, but at this point, the Village cannot offer to purchase any property. Attorney Alan Markovitz explaining that now that there's a memorandum of understanding that has been signed in the creation of a TIF district, that's tax incremental financing, and the state law prohibits the Village from making offers on property within the affected area identified for the Foxconn project.
And the exception to the rule announced by the state many years ago is if someone offers property to the Village. So I heard someone say today they have a broker and they would like to market their property. That broker is absolutely free to get in touch with me or with anybody else on the team. And if they want to make an offer, we are legally permitted to consider that offer.
Said offers to purchase by the Village are going to have to wait until the state approves a relocation plan. The Village approved contracts, of course, with 7 businesses, including one that involves relocation services. Markovitz adding it'll be 45 to 60 days at the earliest before a relocation plan can be approved. Well, with Gateway Technical College already ramping up training efforts ahead of Foxconn setting up shop in Mount Pleasant, there's a related changing of the guard, if you will, in leadership coming within a week or so. WRJN's Janet Hoff reports.
Gateway Technical College has named Matt Janison as the new vice president of the Business and Workforce Solutions Division. Janison will begin his new duties October 30th. He replaces Debbie Davidson, who is retiring. Janison has worked for Gateway since 2007 in a variety of positions within the college's automotive technology program, as well as transportation industry education. He most recently served as the NC3 instructor coordinator for Gateway. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
WRJN.com, that's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.